It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 647. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. That's Mike Tech Show, all one word. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and also facebook.com/miketechshow. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers, unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com, or just go directly to instanthousecall.com. You can download your free 15-day trial and remember to use the promo code MikeTechShow. The IT Owners Compass Conference, August 24th through the 26th in Chicago. The website is itocompass.com. As of now, as I record the show, there are only 27 tickets available. I don't believe they're going to last that long. So depending on when this gets posted up, if you are even slightly thinking of going, you must secure your ticket or you're going to be locked out. We have an incredible agenda, a lot of speakers lined up, and subject matter experts. If you are in the IT business, if you have a shop, this is the place to go. This will help your business. itocompass.com. Buy your tickets. I have lots to get to tonight. I have a lot of stories from the trenches, and I have a couple emails. We're going to talk about what I've had to do with this Asus laptop that was from a client that's going to lead into a discussion, a deep discussion on group policy that I believe is very important for anybody working with Windows 10. It's a must. I've had to do a bunch of things. I have a little annoyance that I could use some help with, a Firefox annoyance I'm going to cover, and then Asus routers that I'm using for access points and some of the new features and things that's happening, and what happened to me with a client where it looked like I almost bricked an access point and how I recovered. So let's get started. Client has me look at a fairly new 6-month-old laptop. It's an Asus laptop. It's a latest generation Core i3. Unfortunately, it's got an old mechanical drive, only 4 gigs of RAM. So I add 4 gigs of RAM and migrate them to an SSD. But this is the problem. We had the laptop back here in my home office, and I figured by putting the new SSD, we could bypass this problem. It was sort of caught in an update where it kept backing out the update, and this took like over an hour. The update would try to finish. It couldn't complete. Then it would go back and it would restore back to right before that Windows 10 post-Fall Creators update. And that would be it. And then if he went through the update again, he'd be back at the same boat. We brought the machine to a brand new Fall Creators update fresh, right from the Media Created USB stick. And on the first round of updates, same problem. And I waited this time till it backed out. And this is how I solved it. And it's Windows 10 Home. There's 3 ways to block a driver update, which is what was killing this. And I'm going to have the first link for tonight. The 3 ways to disable. There's one within Device Manager. Then there's a group policy, which is what we're going to get into. And then there's the registry entry, which I think is not as clean, not as elegant. The method I recommend is using the group policy. The first thing, those listening, you're thinking, Mike, gpedit.msc group policy program is not available in Windows 10 Home. That's okay. You can download it. And this, I recommend, if you are supporting any system that has Windows 10 Home, I strongly recommend that you get the group policy installed, because there are two things that you have to do to stop a driver update. And that is, you get group policy editor. And those of you who haven't touched it, use it on your system. If you have the pro version of Windows 10, it's right there. You just go Windows R to get the run command. Type gpedit.msc. Do not be afraid of this program. Take a look at some of the options. It is very easy to control functionality and blocking things and helping you get through Windows 10 and supporting it. Wait until you hear all the things I've had to do with this. And you've heard me mention it, but this was the first time I had to run into a Windows Home version. I got a link I'm going to talk about. So first, once you get it installed, or it's already installed, you have to go to Computer Configuration, Administrative Templates, then System, then Device Installation, and then Device Installation Restrictions. There's an option to prevent installation of devices not described by other policy settings. And you got to enable it. So you just double click that option. There's right on the left-hand side, click enable, click OK. You're done. All the next updates that are going to be coming, no drivers will be updated. And this is how you get through these automatic updates. So how do you get the update for Windows 10 Home? So the next link is installing gpedit. You download the group policy enabler for Windows 10. I have the link. You just click download it, follow the instructions to install it, and you will have gpedit on Windows 10 Home. Now you're in a position for more control of the operating system. Once I downloaded, installed it, and set that up, this brings up an issue that I had with a client that needed to suppress the following. We have a machine, a little machine, that all it does, this little computer, and it's Windows 10 Pro, is to run scripts and automatically run reports for the ERP system that's installed for this manufacturer. And when it runs this, sometimes if the script has a problem or runs into an issue, it's when a file doesn't exist. We can't deal with the file not existing properly because the browser goes off and they end up searches the internet. So if you can't find something, the default in Windows 10 is to search the internet. What if we don't care? We never want to search the internet. What do we do? Well, you can completely disable web search in Windows 10, but you have to have the group policy. And there's two options under Computer Configuration, Administrative Templates, Windows Components, Search. There's Do Not Allow Web Search and Don't Search the Web or Display Web Results in Search. You can disable web searching. And I had to come up with that fix for a client. It's all tied to the group policy editor, and I wanted to make sure that everybody that's listening to the show is armed with how to use group policy. And if you don't need it now, you're going to need it for something. Every system that I support, I've almost touched or had to touch because of Windows 10 something within the group policy editor. So be ready, even if you haven't had to use it, be ready. Now you're armed. You can download it. And I recommend downloading that to install Windows 10 and just having it on your USB stick. It's well worth it. I mean, it's simple. It's free. So as we continue about Windows 10, one of the things I'm always curious and I want to stay focused on with clients, what version are we at? What is the latest, greatest version? And one of the links for tonight is the Windows 10 release information. So you know okay, what's the latest, greatest, and when did it come out? So for version 1709, the latest build is 16.299.248, and that was February 13th. So one of the things I check, especially with my problem systems like my own here, that I always had that driver up, that NVIDIA problem, which now has went away. Now I can actually run updates and not worry because I've suppressed the drivers. So now I want to have driver control on me. I want to control when I'm updating drivers. I do not want Microsoft dictating that. And we're going to get to some emails, I think, tonight where this is the answer. If you're having trouble getting Windows 10 installed, if you can't get it to work at all, get back to a version that you can get booted and running. Then suppress the drivers, then go for it and install the latest, greatest. I've had success, and that's why I wanted to share all that. But it's also, you want to be armed with what is the current version and where we're at. So this way, when you check a client, when you go into the settings and you go into system and you go to about and you can see what build and what version, you want to know, where are we? How old is this version? And having that chart to be able to quickly reference right from technet.microsoft.com in their release info section, you have all that info at your disposal. So enough right now for Windows 10, but we're going to have some emails on that. I have an annoyance. It's one of these little things, since I'm a Firefox user, annoyance that with the latest builds of Firefox, you cannot just click the plus to add a new tab and control what URL is going to load. Even if you go into the advanced configuration options and there's, oh, the first thing you're going to think of is from the older versions of Firefox, where you could go, oh, wait, browsers, new tab, URL, and just put that in there. They overrode that with some stupid screen that they're trying to be clever and get and give you more options. It's really not. I want, when I open a tab, I want the URL that I want. And they took away that control in Firefox. And that was bothering me. So what I have for a link is a web extension for Firefox called New Tab Override. And it works perfectly. All my laptops and my desktop has this. I hope nothing bad happens. I've been using it now for a few days. Quickly add it to Firefox, and you can then go into the add-in extensions options and go to options for this add-in, and you can put your URL that you want to be able to then, when you click the plus to open up a new tab, I want my page that I want, not what Firefox wants me to put. I was solving a problem for me that I had to come up with a solution. I wanted to share it. Now, here's my Chrome problem for a client. And then I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do on Saturday to approach it. So this is a very high-end gaming machine, and there is a Sound Blaster audio card. This happened probably because of one of the updates. So I got to make sure, and this is Windows 10 Pro. If you open up Chrome, which he likes, which that's his default browser, and you go to YouTube, there's a whole channel for this one guy where you get the video, but you don't get any audio. But you hear the commercial before the video plays. We can go to CNN.com. We get the commercial, but the embedded audio from the website doesn't play. So I was like, that's weird. I open up Firefox, everything plays. The audio plays in Firefox. Matter of fact, on CNN, Internet Explorer played it. But this one guy's video from YouTube will not play in Edge, Internet Explorer, or Chrome, but plays perfectly in Firefox. So I'm thinking drivers, because I took those same URLs on my system and it played in every single browser. But I have a Realtek audio with the whatever the default driver is with my Windows 10 here. I don't know, did the Sound Blaster driver get updated? And I'm going to first try to roll back. And if I can roll back, what am I going to do? If I roll back, I'm going to then open up gpedit.msc, and I'm going to suppress the driver's update if this fixes the problem. If there anything else that I could get if you could recommend something for me that I can try, I would really appreciate it. Now, the same client, it's actually his dad now for the house, and a lot of the Wi-Fi we have, I have a mixture of the ASUS RTAC68U. And we're going back a few years where I implemented, we got five of them in roaming mode. I started a firmware update on one of the routers, and all it did was keep trying to install the firmware in an endless loop. I hard rebooted it. It just keeps trying the firmware installation. And now I got to solve this. Now, luckily, I was working on one that's in an area of the house that we could lose it for a couple days. I brought this home. And yesterday, working on this, I resolved getting into the router. And I would think that this is for any, you know, higher-end router. There's a recovery mode. And there's software for this. So I had to put the router in recovery mode. And that was just by holding a reset and then hitting the power button and holding that reset in for like 5-10 seconds. And then when the power light booted slowly, I was in recovery mode. Now I had a laptop that I gave a static IP address to the subnet that this router was on. And I disabled the Wi-Fi on my laptop. I had the utilities from ASUS. One of them was a Discovery, which is actually kind of cool. It discovers all the ASUS routers. Then this one, Recovery, I also downloaded the last two firmwares because I figured if there was a problem with the latest, maybe I can go back one. Once it's in recovery mode, you run the software and it asks you to point to the firmware you want to install. I pointed to it. It found the router and it started updating. Couple minutes, I can get in. Not only can I log in, all my settings were preserved and I'm now at the new version. So why am I going through all this? Well, the new version of the ASUS firmware now has an AI mesh option where we can put a mesh network of the ASUS routers together to help for better coverage, better performance, better speed. And I have the same routers here in my house. So now once I get the firmware updated to this latest, greatest firmware, then I'm going to go through the procedure to get the mesh network going and then test performance and see how things are. So two links here for ASUS. One is the main page that gets you to this router and all the options and questions that you want. And then another one, which is how do I use the rescue mode of a router? And again, maybe it's not ASUS, but you can look for the same terminology and the same things for other brands and other routers. And if you're deploying a certain brand, which for a while there, I deployed a lot of them. It's really important to have the tools to be able to deal with, okay, I didn't really brick it. I can put this thing in recovery mode and get back to where I was, or at least making it workable. And I didn't mind if I even had to reset everything, all the settings, but from scratch, that was a piece of cake, which brings up another thing for procedures. When you deploy a router, I don't know how you save your client information or whatever, save a backup of the config for them and then save that somewheres, maybe on your own network at home or your office, where you can have a folder, even a simple folder for each client, and then different documentation or files and little backups like that. If you got a checklist, you're deploying any kind of an access point, a repeater or a router, download the config, back it up, save it, copy it to your USB stick, and then bring it back to your office and then save it somewhere so you have it. Can't resist my tip in staying organized and having the procedures. We have some email. Let's get to them. This one's from Ryan. You were stating you did not know a way to stop Windows 10 upgrades on a laptop, and the user may want to revert back to Windows 7. A much better way to fix the upgrade issue is to switch to Linux for the OS, and you won't have to suffer the upgrade issues. So, Ryan, thank you. I don't think the user was ready to go to Linux, but I get it. This is from John. Hi, Mike. I am running two computers through a KVM switch. Both are Windows 10. After the last update a few days ago, one of the computers does not recognize the keyboard, meaning the PC will not accept any letters or numbers. The keyboard does not work in the BIOS. The other computer is working fine. I even switched the wires from the KVM switch, and that did not change anything. If I get into repair by turning off the computer two or three times, like I heard on your show, I do a system restore and the keyboard works again. I even put the power to stay on, but I just checked it and the keyboard does not work. Any ideas would be appreciated. Love the show. John, couple things, especially the beginning of the show here, is your answer. Get it back to a stable point. Deploy group policy. Don't let the drivers update. There's your solution. That's it. All right. Now you see why I talked about this. This is from David, who's actually a Tech Vets listener. I just listened to your last podcast of 2017, where you talked about the Fall Creators update that breaks Microsoft 2007, Office 2007, and Office 2010. Any info, links, or fixes you would be greatly appreciated. David, I'm going to send you links to Mike Tech Show shows where I specifically talk about this. Great segue into a little story from the last couple days. Client's employee has Outlook 2016, and he can't find a lot of his last emails that he sent in sent items. I had him, now remember, I didn't get a chance to remote in and look. So I had him go through a full Office repair. Same problem. This was for Office 365. I said, I typed it, try outlook.exe/safe. Nope, same problem. So today, he's a remote salesperson, but he's in that office and I'm in there today on a whole bunch of stuff that's material for next week. And I get to sit in front of the machine. He was just sorting wrong. He was reverse sorting, and that's why nothing new was showing up in sent items. So his view, sometimes the simple answer is the correct. Go for simple first. Did you reboot? Pull the power plug. Put it back on. When it comes to Outlook, I have another client that this is the first thing we always look at because he messes and changes his sort views and loses place where things are and what's happening. And I can't tell you, I can't count the number of times my son has remoted in and fixed his sorting and tried to go through training with them. Sometimes it just doesn't stick. That's okay. I just wanted to share with all the Outlook things that have been happening and all the past shows and all those things I wanted to try that it was a simple, just not sorting the, you know, he must have touched something, clicked something incorrectly, and that's what happened. So last email for the night, and this is from Dwayne. And I just wanted to point out to see this as a possible cause of the email delay that you had for a client. It's a Microsoft article. An email message may not be delivered at the scheduled time when you enable the do not deliver before option in an Outlook message. Could he have accidentally clicked do not deliver before? And this behavior may occur if the following conditions are true. Outlook is running in cached exchange mode, which it is, and Outlook is not running at the scheduled time of the deferred delivery. Now, he wasn't deferring the delivery, and I don't believe he did check that, but that is definitely something that I did check, and it wasn't. But I still wanted to share that link because you want to make sure that you've covered everything when you're looking at this. There's a workaround. The workaround for this behavior is enable the do not deliver option before option to defer delivery of the message when Outlook is running in online mode. So obviously it's not going to work if it's not connected to the internet or if Outlook is not running. You have to have it running. This was not the case for this particular user. He has not experienced anything since I did the following. I made sure, and I don't know why, because automatic updates for his Office 365 are set to automatically update. It was not updated. There are also some Windows 10 updates that were ready to be deployed. I deployed them. I then did some of my basics, starting Outlook in safe mode. Sometimes that fixes. It has been over a week. He has not had this delivery problem with any messages. I don't know if the whole problem solved. I hope it is. I deployed what I knew I could for possible solutions and then keep my fingers crossed. So that is it for tonight's show. I want to thank everybody for staying subscribed and downloading the show. Remember, if you're thinking of going to the conference, purchase now while you're thinking about it at itocompass.com. Hope to see you there. If you need a remote access solution, look at Instant House Call. Go to instanthousecall.com. That is it for the show. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.